Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I wanted to start with a verse of Scripture that the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1:17, which is also a 7:11 or a 77, and the number 7, of course, is complete. Let's start with this. What's going on with the sun? We're at a K4 storm. But then they said there are going to be some mind-bending auroras, possibly even tonight. What's going on?
Well, they're also saying that these are anomalies and that basically there are no sunspots or eruptions or anything from the sun. They don't know what these are.
Yeah, I think we're going to be traveling down this road where scientists are going to be scratching their head and saying, we have no idea what's going on. But remember, the Lord did say, folks, that we're going to see some amazing sights in the heavens. I went over to ARC code, and I found this, and I want Larry to comment on it. I'm just going to give you the words. This is one of his latest ones. Says, article under construction on February 3rd, 2021. It says, Tony Fauci is encoded with Wuhan, the plague, and mask. But did he help to develop it? Question mark. So here are the words. Tony Fauci, Wuhan, all the plague, fraud, UFO, Barack, so Obama's tied into this thing, and mask. Isn't that kind of interesting, Larry? What do you think about that one?
Well, I'm not having too much trouble believing it because I've seen a number of images on CloudHub, actually, images of Barack Obama and Fauci in the lab at Wuhan, China, previously, you know, a few years before this happened. And there's a lot of data on the background on the internet that they're trying to block and hide involving the Obama administration and Fauci and money from the U.S. and permission to actually work up this bioweapon, if you will.
Yeah, he's been pouring tons of money into this whole thing. What's interesting to me is all the plague fraud, which is what we've been kind of trying to tell people right along, and now we've got thousands of doctors that are telling you the same thing. It's not that it's not something they haven't put out there. It's just that they're riding this thing to bring in the new world order, and obviously along with it, the mark of the beast. And to tie to Bill and Melinda Gates, I did a little research just to find out. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to donate $125 million to develop the COVID-19 vaccine. And, of course, I think what they're talking about here is that patch with all the snake fangs in it that has Luciferase. I guess you could call it almost like firefly luminance, so that all they got to do is scan you with a special app, and they can tell whether or not you've been vaccinated or not. And with what they're doing, which I want to get into a little bit here, Here's another one. This is all the way back 2010. This is the same year that the Rockefeller Foundation came out with their Operation Lockstep, which was all about a virus and how to contain people and how to clamp down on them. It was essentially how to bring in the Lucifer's New World Order. And they gave, this is in January 2010, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged U.S. dollars, $10 billion over the next 10 years. Well, here we are, 2020, to support vaccine research and development. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when you go back and you start researching this, when you start to go back on, even in movies, and how all of this has been playing out exactly as the movies said years ago, the New World Order, people just don't want to believe that there is a conspiracy. And Psalm 2 is that conspiracy. The kings and rulers of the earth get together. And the ultimate goal, of course, is to get rid of the Christians and get rid of the idea of God the Father or Jesus Christ and all of that. Anyway, Larry, federal mass cops, I don't know how you're going to vet all this, to start targeting travelers today. Now, this comes from the CDC, and I've got a question I want to ask everybody. The CDC is a private institution. It's basically what they call a non-governmental organization. Yes, we fund it, but Bill and Melinda Gates funds it, and other foundations fund it. Where do they get the power to mandate things that are in total violation of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? Just kind of an innocent question I'm asking. Anyway, here's what it says. Call the federal mass cops. Americans are now required to wear masks. And by the way, the CDC thing says two masks in planes, trains, buses, subways, taxis, car services, boats, and transportation hubs per a new order from the Center for Disease Control, CDC, that took effect today. Masks must be a style approved by the federal government and must fit properly. Failure to comply will result in being prohibited from traveling, booted from transit in question, and potential criminal penalties. The order will be enforced by TSA agents and other federal authorities, as well as state and local officials. To the extent permitted by law, federal agencies are required to implement additional measures enforcing the provisions of this order. The CDC says, now I found another thing where Biden approved of all this. So what they're doing is what we've told you they were going to do. They're going to start clamping down. First mass, then tests, then vaccines, until you can't go anywhere unless you have it. And again, I ask, why are the American people putting up with all this? You even have the Bible, the Torah code, telling you it's a fraud, even naming Tony Fauci. So why are the American people putting up with all this? Well, the answer is very, very simple, actually. Number one, they're under spell. And number two, they could care less, because it doesn't affect an awful lot of them. They're too busy watching TV, stuffing brats in their mouth, and fighting and arguing with their family members to be concerned with any of this. That is why America is in so much trouble right now. Anyway, what do you think of that, Larry? I mean, that's almost a total lockdown right there. Even if you're, I was reading the details of it, even if you're sharing a car ride, you know those ride share deals? That's included. You there?
Yeah, you cut out for just a minute. It's really interesting that Breitbart put out a headline today, actually. It says, in Biden's America, says feds now to enforce the new mask order from the CDC, and Biden will direct the feds to, FBI and DEA, and I can't even think all those agencies going to be following me around now, seeing if I'm wearing 5 masks.
Yeah. I wonder just how much the American people are going to take. You know how easy this is would be to stop? Everybody just quit going anywhere for a whole month or a whole week. Well, we're not going to go anywhere until you drop all this baloney. And it'd be like TSA. TSA would have been abandoned years ago if the American people had just said, we're not going to fly until you remove TSA. TSA has done nothing. TSA is a bogus agency. They haven't found anything. It's amazing how the American people are so evidently. I mean, you can take advantage of stupid people, and stupid is as stupid does. Unfortunately, deep state is more deceived than anybody because they are preparing and have actually put a rope around their neck. It's tied, and they're on a chair, and the Lord's sawing off the legs. And very, very quickly now, soon now, and who knows what soon is, but I would say within the next 3 to 4 years, going with the cosmic signs that the Lord has already given us, the people in global deep state are going to wish they had never, ever been born. But they don't believe any of it because they won't do what Jesus Christ told them to do. If people would do what Jesus ordered them to do, they would meet him face to face. They would know it's real. You don't have to be a religious fanatic either. You just got to ask, seek, knock, strive, and labor for truth. And he will show you what that truth is. And these people are going to find out the hard way, and unfortunately most Americans are going to find out the hard way how real Jesus Christ really is. But it's amazing that the CDC, that is nothing more than an NGO, a private funded operation, I mean the government does fund it, but Bill Gates funds it by the millions, how do they get the power? Who gave them the power to issue these kind of mandates? Well, the answer is nobody gave it to them. Did the American people vote to have that done? Did they vote that the CDC was given all of this power? No. It's kind of like the FEMA regs. Nobody gave them that right. No, they never went to the American people to ask. No, they hide all this crap. And the reason they hide it is because they know perfectly well the American people would have risen up and put an end to the whole thing. So they are operating in the dark, in the night. That's what Satan does. That's who he is. He's a liar, and he's a murderer. So you can expect the same thing from outfits like the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the CDC, and almost all government agencies. They don't even know what the truth is anymore. There is no truth in them anymore. They are liars. And it's just too bad that the American people have abandoned Jesus Christ, or they would know exactly what's going on, but they don't. Anyway, what have you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, it's interesting. I got a note today in a letter, and it was talking about the individual that was really concerned because they said that pretty much, you know, all across the board in America, everybody's been told that they wouldn't face persecution, and actually, you know, nobody would be here for persecution or any tribulation times or even troubles. And, you know, when I think back on that, that's exactly right. The American people have been dumbed down to the point they never thought they would have to worry about anything. And yeah. I actually put on my blog today a new post that it's an old post, but I put it up on my blog today as a new post by Corrie Ten Boom. And if you'll remember,
yes.
when she went to China after the purge in China and all of the deaths and the horrible stuff that happened in China, remember some of the pastors begged her to come to America and warn America that it'll come there too, and said we was lied to, that we were not prepared for hell on earth basically to happen in our country, and it did, and it will where you are too. And she came to America and warned, but guess what? After all of her warnings, she is an older woman when she was doing the warnings, and she knew what she's talking about because she had been there and done that. And
yes.
Interestingly, when you open the front door and look outside in America today, all you see is persecution of everybody that don't believe the communist or won't go with the communist. And most of America basically is hiding indoors. They're too afraid to go outside. Guess what? This is what's interesting, Stuart. A lot of them still got their baggage. They've got their suitcases sitting out at the curb that they were going to take with them. And guess what? They're too scared now and hiding in their homes to go out to the street and even get their suitcases.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've often wondered, several of my blogs I've asked, where are the lawyers? Where are the attorneys? Where's the militia? Where's the military that swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States against enemies foreign and domestic? Well, what do they think Biden is? He's not a domestic enemy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Of course he is. Pelosi, Schumer, all of them. Do they ever go to jail? Do they ever get indicted? Nothing happens to them. Why? Because Babylon, according to the scripture, is a totally lawless place to be in the last days. In other words, there is no law. And when you read stuff like this, CDC reserves the right to enforce through criminal penalties. Where did the CDC get all this authority? Where did FEMA and those executive orders get all that authority? Well, they did it at night. They pass all this stuff at night so that the people don't even know it's being done. It's illegal. It's totally lawless. And they are fulfilling the very laws or the very prophecies, I should say, of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Revelation about America, Babylon. They're hanging themselves. Yes, they have victory right now. Biden's in his glory. I have news for Mr. Biden. He's not going to be in glory much longer. We are very rapidly coming to the end of things, and the end of things is not pleasant for the Christians. And you can see it, like Larry just said, anybody that's not a communist is an enemy. This is how the communists have always worked. The only peace and security for communists that are in power is all the other non-communists are either in slave labor or they've been terminated. And the American people are evidently so stupid, they can't even figure that one out. And so because they can't and because they won't even look things up for themselves, they go into eternal ruin by the millions. Planet Earth is a planet in full rebellion against God. And they're going to find it out the hard way. And if they would do what Jesus told them to do, they would know exactly who he is, why he came here, and it has nothing to do with what they call Christianity today. Christianity today is a fraud. Just like Fosse is a fraud. And it's just, it's incredible. It's amazing, but that's the way it is. Turner, Israel begins pivot towards China, denies U.S. Navy access to Port Haifa in favor of China. What in the world is going on with Netanyahu? Now, I know Biden hates him, and probably Netanyahu hates Biden. But what is this, Larry?
Well, if you put your shoes, put yourself in the shoes of Israel, Biden has now extended the olive branch to Iran. He's recalled the Nimitz carrier group. He's pulled back forces from Iran and basically given Iran the green light to build their nukes and get going now. Now, I know the latest reports were that Iran will break out nuclear in within weeks. That's the latest I heard. And, you know, it makes me wonder because Israel may, even though Biden would not probably support Israel under any circumstances, Israel tying up with China may really be you know, it reminds me of the bots, the Israeli mistake.
Yes.
Because
yep.
once you entangle your, once you, of course, I wish Biden could hear this, but he don't care. But once you entangle yourself with China, it's like an octopus. You cannot extricate yourself. So here's a report. Shanghai International Port Group has now been given a contract by Israel to construct the port of Haifa and run the commercial port there. And the interesting thing is Hal Turner notes, Israel uses Haifa as port for its nuclear weapons and submarines. So once you let the Chinese come in to set up their surveillance, their bugging machines, and their spies and all of this other, along with their construction they're doing and embed it all together, you will never, ever, ever have a safe haven for your military. And you know, so there's nothing I can say about that. I did talk to a source today, and I won't say how I talked to the source, but it was somebody that had been in Israel, and they told me, said, I am not surprised, said Israel for the last year almost has been wanting to work with China. So I don't know. Do you think, Stuart, that maybe, you know, Cliff has the bots? The Israeli mistake, could this possibly be what we're watching?
It very well could be, because if they get into a squabble with Iran, maybe they're hoping that China will be on their side. What a mistake that is. China's not going to be on Israel's side. China hates Israel. They're pro-Iran, too. There are Chinese troops in Iran. I don't know, maybe Netanyahu's been smoking weed, or maybe he's on magic mushrooms. But that is a big, big mistake. And this would probably lead to Israel in Isaiah chapter 17, which may be part of the Israeli mistake, because if you read Isaiah 17 very closely, whenever it takes place, soon or a year from now, doesn't really matter. When it does take place, it's a rapid, overnight sort of war, and Israel comes out by the skin of her teeth and is all but destroyed. And then they, if you read it carefully, then it seems like they are somehow the aliens or the fallen ones or the arrival, whatever you want to call it, comes in and they accept whatever they're given. I don't know. It's the thing that bothers me is if you go into Ezekiel 38 and 39, where it talks about the invasion of Gog and Magog into the mountains of Israel, it also talks about the invasion of the United States. And it's just coded, but it's right in there. And then we're gone. So it's just amazing. Here's another headline, Larry, I want to get into. Biden says he might dismantle Space Force. And then they turned around and said, no, that wasn't true. They weren't going to do that. What? What is this anyway?
It's babble, Stuart. It's what I've claimed all along that people said couldn't come from America. Babble. It's nothing but babble. And it's so interesting. Matter of fact, Dave Hodges put up a post today that was really, really interesting. And he says, are the Chinese communists preparing to defend Biden from an impending coup? He said, and we've been getting these reports behind the scenes, He said this is the 10th night in a row the White House is totally dark with no operation going on. This is beyond strange, Stuart, for the capital of this nation and the way we see it now.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. I think it was on Fox News, and there were no lights. Just the dome itself was lit up, but underneath, no lights whatever. It's like totally dark. And they have been saying that Biden's operating from some Hollywood set that looks like the Oval Office, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, because you see the White House briefings going on. So I'm not sure what I believe and what I don't believe. I only know one thing, that planet Earth is under the control of Satan, who is a liar. And Jesus warned about the last days that it would be nothing but deception and lies. So we really don't know what's going on. What other news you got before we close out? It's kind of scary.
I guess within 6 more days, according to Lou Dobbs, the impeachment trial by the Senate of private citizen, Donald J. Trump, will begin. And, Stuart, this is what's interesting. It's totally unlawful, totally unconstitutional, but nobody follows those anymore. It's so interesting. I'm wondering what other private citizens will very soon fall under the chopping block of the Congress.
Anybody that's not a communist, they'll go after the Trumpers first, the Bill of Rights, those that love their Constitution, love their country, gun owners. I think I read, I'm not sure if I read it on the last show or not, but House Resolution 127, people need to read it. You're going to lose all your firearms under that law if it passes, and because communists are now in control of everything, it probably will pass. And behind all that is the UN, and behind all that is masonry, mystery of the Bible. Read your Bibles, folks. If you don't start studying your Bible, you're going to be lost forever. And you need to bow down on your knees, and you need to ask Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to tell you the truth. And I know people aren't getting it because I read the emails that people send here. Very few are understanding what is required. And they're saying that, Jesus wouldn't require us any of that he says. Well, why would he say it if he didn't require it? Why would he say, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do anything I tell you? Oh, that's all just rhetoric. He didn't mean any of it. Well, okay, have it your way. Die in your sins. Jesus says he's not going to shed a tear over it, and nothing you can do. The CDC, here's another headline, Larry. 7 dead and 100% of the residents infected in Spanish nursing homes after being injected with Pfizer's mRNA COVID shot. So there you go, folks. Any last words or news you want to bring up? We'll, of course, go longer on Friday if we're allowed.
Well, that is really interesting, because the fact that you and I have said all along, this is not a vaccine. They haven't even isolated what the disease is. How could it be a vaccine?
It isn't. Actually, it's a medical therapy for DNA. It's not a vaccine. They've already proved it's not a vaccine. Folks, just go into YouTube or Google and start researching for yourself. Because if you don't, and you take this, you're going to be in a lot of trouble down the road. And people that have had it, I believe, in months, are now going to start falling like flies. And when they do, guess what they're going to tell everybody? It's the new wave that's killing everyone. We got to have more vaccine. This is how these evil people work. They work in the night. They work in darkness. Because they're liars, and the truth is trodden down in the streets. But the real truth is that you only have have one way out of the matrix, and you better take it before it's too late. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We'll see everybody Friday if the Lord is willing and we can get back on. Anyway, good night. Take care.